This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show time, and I've got a fair bit to talk about today in regard to spending some time at the caravan show. I've got two free tickets to give away, or two left out of the 10 that we were given to give away. And we'll be trying to sell those off. So that'll be a matter of picking them up from here at the station at some point. But there's still 3-4 days of show to go. So we'll talk about that after we hit our show sponsor and a bit of Steppenwolf to introduce the show. And we'll be right back after that.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
And I'm back. It's Ant-Man here, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show coming at you for the second last time. Next week will be my final week as I take a break for a season. But as I said, we've got the caravan Camping and Touring Super Show on at the moment. Started yesterday, runs today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Amazing sort of space. It's a big show. I mean, if you haven't been to this show, it is big. You want to allow a day to get around it. If you just want to wander around, that's not go there and buy anything or whatever, but I'll talk a little bit about that later. But basically, I've got two free tickets, which is going to save someone out there and listen to land some bucks if they want it. You need to give me a buzz here in the studio so that I can get details and bits and pieces and leave them out for you. You have to come and pick them up from the studio, and the number here is 59615991. Obviously, you need to wait until I'm playing some music. And I've got two free tickets left. They gave us 10 double passes, and we've managed to get rid of most of them before we even got to the show today, so which is pretty good. But the show is big. I sort of did a lot of walking around it yesterday. It's at Flemington, for those of you that don't know. So it is a bit of a drive from the valley, but I think it's worth it. If you're considering a caravan or a camper or looking for some accessories and that sort of stuff, man, there's just so much stuff there. Like, even I could probably spend a couple of days, seriously, maybe 3 days wandering around, and I still probably wouldn't see everything I need to see. And, you know, talk to the people and see some of the innovations that are happening. And I'm going to talk about a gasless caravan in a couple of breaks time, and oh my gosh, isn't that exciting? But the show is big, and it's smaller than last year, which is really quite scary. It's the 65th year they've been running this show, and they've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, they reckon it's the biggest one in Australia, but maybe not. I don't know. I went to a show up in New South Wales, and I can tell you that was big. But it is good. I mean, it's there's plenty of carts to get around too, and this is something that I didn't avail myself of yesterday. But pretty much, they have a whole volunteer squad of people driving around in little golf carts. So you get your map, you say, "I want to get to this point," and they'll say, "Well, I can take you to here," and then they can take you to there, and you just jump in these little golf carts and they drive you all around the show. It is, yeah, pretty phenomenal that they go to those sort of lengths. And you know, this year, different from last year, they had actually live music playing in different spots at different times over the course of the day, and that's a bit nice, you know, people sort of playing good music and not too close to each other, so you don't get any sort of feedback from one to the other. And yeah, so it's a sort of a big show, and it's worth going, especially if you're just interested in looking at a caravan for the first time. And there's a bit of a checklist that they've given me, so I might discuss the checklist of what to pick up on and what not to. But yeah, so it's good. So free tickets, two of them, pick them up from the studio. I'm here for 2 hours until 4 o'clock. After that, well, I'll just have to, if this last two tickets haven't gone, well, bad luck. We'll get them away to somebody. All right, so give us a call, 59615991 here in the studio, once I play some music. And speaking of some music, I've got to have a reflection day about a few songs that I really have enjoyed over my lifetime. And so there's a bit of an eclectic mix of stuff here, but we're going to start with a bit of Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. And then follow on with a bit of Mental as Anything. If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too? It's 17 minutes past two. It's Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley. And it's Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show coming at you. Here's a bit of Pink Floyd.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Breaking.
Harvey Norman Chermside Park, your cooling specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman Chermside Park.
G'day, I'm Clive Larkman, and it's Herb and Chilli Festival time again.
Herb and Chilli Festival.
Proudly a part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. We'll have storeholders from around the country with their latest chilli and herb products, chilli beer, local wines and much more for you to sample and buy. Cooking demonstrations and presentations will be performed by special guests, and Eve and I will be cooking up a storm on the day. Jump on our website, herbchillifestival.com.au, to buy tickets. Come down to the Herb and Chilli Festival, 16th and 17th of March, Warburton Highway, Wandon.
Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm John. I'm in my 50s and young at heart, so it's my heart that I want to look after. I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Bergamet Pro Plus is a natural antioxidant designed to benefit heart health, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and improve brain health and liver function. I want to live life to the full, so I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Go to bergamet.com.au or call 1-300-977-889. Always read the label and only use as directed.
Station sponsor.
40 Wings Chernside Park is having a stock take sale. Save up to 50% store-wide on leading brand mattresses, including King Coil Chiropractic, Crown Posture, and the exciting new range of silent partner back care sleep systems, as well as bedroom furniture. Don't miss the savings, but only for a limited time. So come and see us at 40 Wings in the Homemaker Centre at 282 Maroondah Highway, Chernside Park. 40 Wings. Serious about sleep. Station sponsor.
Orem Aged Care at Hillsville is a modern, comfortable care home providing 24-hour nursing care for aged care residents. Orem Hillsville offers a wide range of lifestyle activities to suit everyone, and their seasonal food menus are cooked fresh on-site every day. Orem Hillsville also provides specialised dementia care in a dedicated memory support community within the care home. You're welcome to enjoy a coffee with the team whilst experiencing firsthand everything that Orem Aged Care at Hillsville has to offer. Call 1-800-287-786 to book a tour. Also on the web at orem.com.au. Station sponsor.
We'll
Can I come too? It's. I know we had a few other bits and pieces happening in there, but anyway, that's what happens when you're running community radio station. We've got to have sponsors to keep the station alive, and also we've got to have radio announcers too. So if you're interested, contact the station because they're always looking for presenters. There's free. Well, I'm not sure if it's free. I think it is free training, but there's training on offer, and it's worth coming down. And I can tell you next week's going to be a bit sad when I sort of finish up, but I'll be talking about some of the guests that I've had on the show in the last year and a half, and maybe a bit longer, but that's what it is. All right, so when we're talking about the show where I was at yesterday, one of the things that blew me out of the water was a gasless caravan. And that means the van itself is totally gas-free. It's everything's electric, but it's not 12 volt electric, like the lights are 12 volt. Everything else, the coffee machine, the kettle, the toaster, the washing machine, the microwave, the cooktop, all of it was 240 volt. And this is really amazing technology, and this is really, like, it takes a bit to get me excited these days about the caravan industry, I have to admit. But this was exciting. This is an Australian company that has got together with some really good battery technology. So they're talking, 1,600 watts of battery power. They've certainly got 1,600 watts of solar on the roof, up to 2,000 watts of solar on the roof. The battery is massive as far as capacity goes. And they reckon they can run the air conditioning, which is a 240-volt air conditioner, for 48 hours non-stop, and it still won't drain the battery completely. And I mean, that is impressive. That means you do not need a generator. You do not need to go to a caravan park and plug yourself into their 240 volt, because this will do it all for you. The idea is it charges a battery when you're driving, it charges using the solar, and even if you get a couple of days without solar, it will still keep running for you. So this is big technology changes, even down to having dimmable LED lights inside just at the push of a button. No more knobs or controllers or whatever. And to be able to run your microwave and your cooktop and boil the kettle at the same time, it's got something like a 5,000 watt inverter in there. And so, the average inverter we use, like one I use in my car, is like 1,100 watts. This is 5,000 watts of inverter power, which means you can run different things at the same time. And not blow up your system and not damage your battery and all this sort of stuff. And this is really leading edge stuff. And it's only early days. This same company is also producing units that go on the wheels that give you reduction charging and power charging, and you can actually turn a kettle. Their model was a camper trailer, but you can actually have these things working so that they drive the wheels of the camper trailer to drive the car. So if you're going through heavy sand or on, climbing rocks or something with your camper trailer, you're actually can use power generated by that to drive the trailer to give you assistance. So effectively you go from four-wheel drive to six-wheel drive, and that in itself is impressive. But then couple that with a way to charge the battery at the same time while you're driving, so uphill, down dale, and you back off and go into override mode, well, that actually then starts delivering charge to the battery as well. It means you could virtually be parked for a couple of days, two, three, 4 days on end, and just camp. And if you need to, you start the engine, go for a bit of a drive to somewhere else, and you'll charge everything back up again if it's raining and horrible. But one of the really exciting things about this is they've got a water filtration system they're working on as well, that means you can pretty much pick up groundwater and turn it into normal water. Now, I know there are filtration systems that do this now anyway, but their system is really quite nifty and neat. And again, the only thing then is you need to make sure you've got a freezer full of food so that you don't even have to go anywhere, because you can sort of do it all from the one space. You can stay in places for weeks on end, as long as you don't starve. But if you go fishing every day, if you camp near a river or an ocean, well, you know, you're not going to starve, if you like fishing, of course. And so, yeah, so this is the latest stuff. Now, the thing that really, really excited me, most caravans get stored in the shed, in a carport, out in the open, and they do nothing for most of the year until they go away. Well, this caravan is so technologically advanced, you can plug it into your house supply and run your house from the van, not using 240 volt coming in. So imagine that. Imagine a caravan that's actually supplying enough power to power your house, and if you've got batteries in your house, charging your batteries to get totally off the grid. I mean, isn't that exciting? You know, this for caravanners out there, you know your caravan sits there for 9 months of the year. Imagine for that 9 months that it's sitting there generating enough power to run your house. Woohoo! This is you know, really, really good stuff. And the other thing about it, I mean, obviously as technology gets better and better, the prices are only going to come down. But these guys, I met them yesterday at the show, and we were going through all this stuff, and I'm just sitting there, my head was just swimming with the technology, but they are taking it globally. Now, this is going to be, you know, everyone got excited about electric, you know, cars and electric four-wheel drives and electric this. Well, imagine a caravan that is so advanced, it's going to charge itself, charge your house, run stuff off your house. If your car battery goes flat, it'll power that up too. And all via battery technology and the sun. And this is exciting, and this is the way of the future for sure. And it'll get to a point where you can have you know, a whole row of these caravans all parked in, putting power back into the grid, and you could actually start making money off this. And I mean, how, it's just mind-blowing. It really is. It's just mind-blowing. So no, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting. And as you can probably gather, it's exciting. Anyway, that's a totally gasless caravan. I've just blown away, and I am certainly looking forward to catching up with these guys in a few weeks and actually doing a review of their product and having a look at it and just seeing what it's going to cost, because they think it's very comparable in the marketplace to what's around at the moment. So that's even more special. All right, it's 2:34. It's Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, if you hadn't gathered. And I'm going to play some Eagles, Heartache Tonight, and some Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And remember, I've still got a double pass here at the studio in an envelope that I can put your name on it if you're interested in free passes to get to the show over the next 3 to 4 days. 5961 5991 will get me to here in the studio, and I'm happy to put that aside for you. Okay, the Eagles and Queen, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody. Here at Yarra Valley FM, we like hearing feedback from you, the listener. If you have heard something that you've really liked on our shows, please feel free to email us at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Our presenters are waiting not only to hear feedback from you, but to also improve our shows for the future and beyond.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Have you had your weekly dose of hardcore music? Well, tune in to Wicked Radio on Saturday nights, 8 till late, playing the best in alternative, rock, metal, goth and punk. Plenty of interesting information on bands new and old, with music spanning over six decades. Wicked Radio, Saturday nights, 8 till late.
And it is exactly that. Wicked. All right. This is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley. It's 2:43, so, you know, half the show's nearly gone already. And I still have two free tickets to the Melbourne Caravan Camping Show at the showgrounds on at the moment. So one double pass is available. So if you want them... Go visit my Facebook page, Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 page, and or give me a call here in the studio on 5961 5991, and I can put your name on the little envelope that's sitting there for them. All right, so one of the problems a lot of people have when they go to a big show, and I've been asked this several times, about how would you go about choosing a van when you've got a squillion of them all there. And it's really tricky in some respects. Now, if the person that's ringing is trying to get a hold of me, you have to wait until I stop talking and put some music on, because I can't answer the phone while I'm talking. So basically, my suggestions are you get a bit of an idea, maybe do a bit of research first, but the main thing is you work out what do you want. Do you want to off-road, on-road, big, small, motorhome, camper trailer? What are you actually looking for? That'll make it easier to sort of start. And then do a bit of research online and just see what things you like. Now, what you want to do is have a bit of a checklist that you can make up yourself. And, you know, you just basically keep it really simple. You know, manufacturer number one. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Has it got all your things? So does it have the right cooking? Does it have the right entertainment system? You know, all the fiddly little bits are important. But the things that I'd say to people, look at the chassis. Look at the body. Look at how the body is put together. What sets one van apart from another van? You know, you can't just go by aesthetics. I know some people do, and I buy because I like what something looks like. Might not always be practical, but that's me. So look at the things that, you know, you've got: body, wheels, tires, construction, suspension. When you go to a show, obviously, I always say to people, unless you're ready to buy, don't sign on the dotted line. You know, just go and have a good look, work out what you want, and then walk away and have a think, right? Because if you're buying a van at a show, you've got to put a deposit down. You know, yes, you might have a 3-day cooling off period, but it's just a hassle. But have a look. Things like with all your major mechanicals, a lot of them are the same stuff, but some of them have differences in the way they put their bodies together. So some manufacturers actually build their furniture first and run the wiring through the furniture, and so there's no wiring in the walls, and then they bolt the walls on later. Other people bolt the walls on first and then start filling it out with all the furniture. So there's, you know, different techniques in the way they're put together, the way they're insulated, all that sort of stuff. So you really, you know, do your homework on that stuff first. I mean, obviously price has to come into it. And I always say to people, you know, buy what you can afford. And if it's a little bit extra to get some of the bits that you want that are a bit nicer, well, then so be it. But, you know, certainly have a budget in mind, because it's very easy to walk into one van and go, oh, wow, I love it. And it's, you know, $90,000. And you can walk into another van half an hour later and you'll go, wow, this has got all the same stuff, but it's $10,000 or $15,000 cheaper. So, you know, again, it really, you've got to have a budget in mind. You've got to try and stick to it. And then you look at things like storage and other external things, like, you know, does it have solar, what sort of gas bottles, picnic tables, all that sort of stuff. So again, the practical side of things. And, you know, for all the blokes out there that say, oh yeah, the inside is the missus gets to choose that, and I tell you what, I've heard that a lot, get inside, have a look around as well. You know, it's got to be practical for a couple or a single person buying it. Don't be afraid to question the person, the salesperson that'll be there trying to sell you the van, about their techniques, about their warranty, about their if something breaks on the road, where can it get fixed, things like that. You know, they won't mind answering those questions. If they can't answer them, guess what, walk away. You know, that's, I mean, that's probably, I'm talking about anything we buy here, isn't it, really? But, in, you know, specifically, know your product. If you have a book and you have the name of the manufacturer and you've got a whole list of things that you can tick and flick, you'll soon work out what you really like and what you don't. And don't be scared to go and have a look at a few. And I guess that's what the shows are set up for, so that people can really get in there and have a look and see what's going on. So, yeah, definitely do it. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth taking the time out to do the research. And Melburnians typically are very, very good at doing research. They start looking for caravans. You know, oh, yeah, we're not going to buy for 5 years. That is perfect. That is perfect, because you've got plenty of time to work out what you like and what you don't like. But we'll come back with a bit more of that soon. A bit of Devo, Whip It, and then a bit of Easy Beats Friday on my mind, because I am looking forward to tomorrow night. It's Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And don't forget, if you're looking for those two tickets, the double pass to the show, as soon as the music starts, feel free to call. 5961-5991. Let's do it. Bit of Devo.
Step on the bridge, break your mama's back.
Oh, and I'm looking forward to having fun this Friday night. We're not going into the city, but it will be with my girl, whose birthday is next week. And I should also do a shout out to my daughter, Bree, who had her birthday yesterday. How exciting, Bree. She'll know what I'm talking about. All right, one of the other things I just want to finish off before we race up to the 3 o'clock news is it's easy for people to get carried away when you get to a show and you've got a salesman there and they're showing you something you love and they're trying to get you to sign up and all the rest of it. Make sure you get everything in writing. Really important, because a lot of people have been caught out before where they've gone to do something and then suddenly, you know, they're going, oh, hang on, that's not in writing. Why are we giving you that? Get everything in writing. If there's something not right, if you've got to have changes, if you've got to want to get something added on or taken off or modified in any way, make sure you get it in writing. So if you do buy a van any time of the day, night, day, year, whatever, get it in writing. Make sure you cover your behinds so that you don't get ripped off or get into trouble and have a bad experience. I mean, most people are trying to do the right thing, but human nature is human nature, and we always forget. I must find a human nature song now, because that's come up. But yeah, always get it in writing, everything. Make sure you're happy, so that if you, before you put your signature on something, like anything, doesn't matter what it is, any legal type document, make sure it says what you want it to say, so that you are covered. And I remember getting a kitchen put in at our place a couple of years ago, and we'd agreed to getting soft closed doors, and they'd put it in the contract and signed it. And when they came and fitted the thing, they're going, oh, no, it's not in there. And we brought out our copy and it's gone, there it is. And he goes, oh, that's my writing. And I said, well, you signed off on it. So they had to go and redo everything again because it didn't have what we wanted. So if we didn't have that in writing, they could have argued black and blue until the cows come home that we didn't order soft clothes. And we sort of did. But anyway, we're racing up to the 3 o'clock news. Bit of Troy Cassar Daily, Take a Walk in My Country. And then we'll be hitting the news. So it's 2:56. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And we'll see you on the flip side of the news.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out. Head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
This is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. I have one double pass left to give away for the Victorian Caravan and Camping Show that's on at the moment at Flemington. It's a big show. It's a good show. Spent a lot of time there, well, all day there yesterday, and there's some really interesting stuff to see. When we come back, I want to talk about some tips that they offer regarding travelling with pets, because I love travelling with our dog, and so we'll do that. But in the meantime, we've got a bit of Knocking on Heaven's Door with Mick Peeling, Ian Moss and Broderick Smith, followed by a bit of Aussie Crawl with Beautiful People. It's 10 minutes past 3.
Come take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's gotten dark, too dark to see.
Take these guns off of me. I ain't gonna use them anymore. There's a long black cloud coming over me. I think I must be knocking on heaven's door.
Well, I can't use it anymore.
reminder, we've got a free ticket here for the pairing show. Call the studio 5961 5991.
Fifties and young at heart, so it's my heart that I want to look after. I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Bergamet Pro Plus is a natural antioxidant designed to benefit heart health, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and improve brain health and liver function. I want to live life to the full, so I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Go to bergamet.com.au or call 1-300-977-889. Always read the label and only use as directed.
Station sponsor.
Harvey Norman Churnside Park, your cooling specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman Churnside Park.
Go! Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks have serviced the Yarra Valley and beyond for the past 22 years, making made-to-measure timber, aluminium windows and doors, single and double glazed, also security, Invisiguard doors and fly screens. They also reproduce old-fashioned windows and doors, as well as furniture from reclaimed timbers. Call Peter on 1800 622 544 for Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks. Station sponsor.
All right, it's 3:24. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and Ant-Man coming at you with some bit of different music and a bit of show chat. One of the things at the show is very kid-friendly, but it's also very geared around travelling with pets. And I was just looking at some travel tips put together by Dr. Katrina Warren, fairly sort of famous vet. Now, the tips, she's provided seven of them. I think they're very, very smart things to do. First one's the ID tag, to make sure that your pet is wearing the right ID tag and that the number's readable. I picked up a stray dog at my place the other year, last year, and you couldn't even read the dog's phone number or name on the tag, so make sure it's readable. And also, prior to departure, she suggests that you check your pet's microchip details are up to date with your current contact details, so that if your pet does disappear, they can check it on the microchip, or you've got a readable ID tag, they can ring you, and hopefully they won't be too far away. Food's another one that I thought was a good idea. Pack your dog's regular food, as you may not be able to buy it at your at your holiday destination. And you know, changes in diet can affect our puppies, and it's worth making sure we look after them. Bedding, pack your dog's own bedding so they're familiar home comfort and you know it'll be clean. Very obvious one, water bowl and lead. Lots of fresh water around, and also make sure you give puppies plenty of time to go to the toilet during your travels and drink and do what they need to do and have a bit of a run, but have a lead, because quite often dogs can disappear if they get a scare or something like that in unfamiliar territory. Flea treatment, very important. Make sure you've got your flea treatments up to date and happening before you go. And the other thing, which is really interesting, and I hadn't really thought about before for dogs, but paralysis ticks, nasty things that once they get a hold of a dog, they can be really quite not good. So she suggests that you do your paralysis tick prevention, start it before you even leave your house. Well and truly, but also if you're going somewhere, ring up the local vet and ask if they're an issue in that area, because if you don't have to give your dog stuff, you don't want to, but make sure you've got that right. And then the last one, which I see so often, and I'm a bit guilty of this myself, restraint. When travelling in your car, restrain your dog so they are not a distraction. Confine small dogs, make sure other dogs are harnessed. Last thing you need if you have to break in a hurry is in our case, a 43 kilo Roddy coming from the very back to the very front to join us while we're stopping, because that's not going to be a good ending for anybody. So look, that's Dr. Katrina's seven tips for traveling with your pets. I think they're a good idea, and at the show they've got lots of pet stuff happening. It's very kid friendly. There's face painting, there's all sorts of bits and pieces. So I'm still down to this one double pass that's available. If you want a double pass to get to the show this weekend, 5961 5991, and give us a buzz. I've got Ben already coming in to pick up his tickets that he got the other day from listening to Mashup Monday, and so as we rock up to the 3 o'clock news, or 3:30 sort of local news, bit of Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, and a bit of ZZ Top, LaGrange. Let's do it.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
And at 3:39, yes, Manic Monday. Thanks to the girls, they helped give away some tickets on Monday for me, and we've spread it over, and the last of the tickets have gone. So sorry to those people that rang up after Eddie got his phone call in first, but anyway, that's unfortunately what happens. But get along, have a bit of fun at the show. While we're running up to the 4 o'clock space, I just can't believe how quickly we run out of time on this show. Maybe I just like the sound of my own voice, but I want to talk about motorbike riding. And it's sort of an ant rant versus, it's an ant rant. I ride a motorbike. I rode into town yesterday, and I'm still surprised at how many people don't understand that the laws have changed. So we are allowed to move through traffic under 25k, I think it is, to get up to the front of the line to get moving. It is legal. And I'm still surprised by the amount of drivers out there that block you. And so, you know, I drive a four-wheel drive, I tow caravans, I ride bikes, I'm very courteous, I ride push bikes, I'm very courteous, I let people in and I do what I've got to do. But it's only a small percentage. And I just staggered yesterday. You know, why would people actually block a lane to stop a cyclist getting through? You know, that's just rude, it's arrogant, it's and it's wrong, especially when it's legal. I'm not talking about splitting lanes at, you know, 100 kilometres an hour, because I don't actually agree with doing that. I actually like riding to live. And I think we talked about this the other day on the show. You know, when you're riding a motorbike, one of the best and worst smells ever is a certain chicken mob that I don't know how they get their aroma in the air so much, but geez, it's hard when you're riding on a motorbike and you've got that fresh air coming through and then it suddenly smells of chicken. Anyway, so no, I'm not talking about irresponsible bike riding. I'm talking about people on push bikes, people on motorbikes that move through the traffic to get out of the way, let the car drivers get through, and I just don't see why some gits, for want of a better word, think it's okay to actually pull their car in closer to the next lane to block a motorcyclist from getting through. You know, we're not nasty people. You know, yes, some of us have got tattoos. Yes, some of us have got, you know, loud bikes, and some of us have road bikes, and others have little scooters, and some people just ride on two wheels. But, you know, be aware of what's going on, you know. Be aware of, you know, riders are constantly looking at everybody else waiting for them to make the mistake. Now, it's not to say that riders don't, and unfortunately there was a rider passed away last week being silly and ran up the back of a truck. You know, it's tough. You don't want to be in an accident, but riding a bike is a choice, like driving a car. You know, you make a choice. So I would be suggesting people be aware of motorcycles on the road, and I'd be saying to any cyclists, you know, just, I know you are anyway, because I'm always aware of what's happening around me on the road. I'm always looking ahead to see who's going to pull out in front of me, who's going to do stuff, you know. If you're driving along and you've got your lights on and you've got this and that all happening, you know, people, just keep your eyes open, please. We don't need any more deaths on the road because of stupidity from one group or the other. One of the really fascinating things I noticed yesterday, actually, was going around the back of the zoo, just being very careful. Traffic's virtually at a standstill. And just, you know, just going past, and on the other side they were all pulling over to the left to let me get through, and the other bikes that were on the road to get through. And I thought that was amazing, and that's a really big positive, because I haven't seen that before. And I do ride across to Flemington quite a few times during the year, but you know, I just thought it was really cool that they actually were aware enough just to pull to the left, let the bike go through, stops traffic hassles, no one gets hurt. And you know, I thought that was amazing. So there's my little ant rant for the week. And but please be aware of other people, other road users. You know, we all make mistakes, and we all pull out in front of people sometimes and we don't mean to, and all the rest of it. That's, you know, we're human. But yeah, just, if you know, keep an eye out for bikes, please, both powered and foot powered. All right. That's enough of that one. We're going to do a little bit of Give Me All Your Lovin' from ZZ Top, and then a bit of Duran Duran, Wild Boys from back from 1985. And then we're almost at the end of the show. So another wrap-up going on. It's 3:44. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley.
Bushfires can threaten life and property, but the Humble LPG cylinder is designed to survive a fire if it is correctly installed and prepared. The LPG Association of Australia has these tips. You should turn the cylinder off at the valve on top of the bottle. You should leave the cylinder where it has been installed and leave the bottle or cylinder in an upright position. You should ensure it is secure to a solid structure and on a solid base to prevent it falling over with the vent facing away from buildings. Any LPG bottles attached to a wooden frame barbecue should be placed on a solid base, and you should remove any combustible material surrounding the bottle. The LPG Association of Australia also says you should never place it inside a house or structure during a fire, as it can present a hazard to firefighters. You should never lay any cylinders on their side, and you should never cover a gas cylinder with wet material to keep it cool, because these materials may dry out and catch a light, heating the bottle or cylinder. This information has been brought to you by the Australian LPG Association and Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Turn up your radio with Rob Jordan for songs from the 60s and 70s. Remember, turn up your radio, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. every Wednesday morning from 9 till 12. Don't forget, turn up your radio.
Simone, have you heard what's hot right now?
What's that, Dave?
The Frankie Van Show.
What, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1?
Yep, right here, each and every Friday. Frankie Van's Friday Drive.
Upbeat, lively music for your Friday afternoon with Frankie Van.
Friday Drive from 5 till 7 on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
It's 3:52. This is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And just had a lovely conversation with Granny from Wandon about my rant and driving and staying safe on the road. So thanks for calling in. It's nice to hear that people are liking the show. And it's going to make me a bit sad if I'm going to take a season off after next week. But I'll explain a bit more about what I'm doing next week, and that'll make sense. So so that's pretty much the show. I'm going to wrap up with a bit more music, and that'll take us through to the 4 o'clock news, a bit of Chris Isaak and a bit of Van Morrison, two musos that I respect awesomely. They're both different and both very good. But enjoy the week, enjoy the weather, pray for rain like I'm doing, and along with a whole lot of other people, and I will see you next, well, you'll hear me next Thursday. You won't see me unless you come into the studio, but we'll see you next Thursday. Have a fantastic week, drive safe, and enjoy life. It's way too precious to lose. Okay, take care.